AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Minneapolis said no to Derek Chauvin's request for a new trial. He is being sentenced today for the death of George Floyd. Family attorney Benjamin Crump says there needs to be a precedent set.
The attorney general's office, led by Keith Ellison, has requested 30 years, which in some calculations is the max he can get. The judge can do an upward departure to as many as 40 years.
Chauvin also faces federal civil rights charges. Big machinery has been brought in to help in the search through debris of a collapsed condo building near Miami. At least four people are dead. 159 others are missing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was asked why the building collapsed.
That answer isn't necessarily apparent right now. But it will be identified, and I think that anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
The Miami-Dade mayor says rescuers are at extreme risk going through the rubble. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border.
I'm glad to be here. It was always the plan to come here. And I think we're going to have a good and productive day.
The White House says Harris met with five young girls, ages 9 to 16, who had been detained after crossing the border. She also spoke with agents about how they are using technology to streamline intake for migrants. The Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use for Actemra, another antibody drug to help hospitalize patients with the most dangerous cases of the coronavirus. A federal appeals court said it would rehear a dispute over a Trump administration ban on bump stocks, a device that allows semi-automatic firearms to fire rapidly. The Justice Department is suing Georgia over the state's new election law, saying the intent is to deny black voters equal access to the ballot. This is AP News. Less money means less spending by consumers last month.
Incomes dropped for a second straight month in May, falling by 2% after a 13% decline in April. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was flat last month, following gains of nearly 1% in April and 5% in March, when Americans received distribution payments of up to $1,400 a person. Meanwhile, inflation jumped 0.4% in May. It's up nearly 4% over the past 12 months. That's almost double the Federal Reserve's 2% target for annual price increases. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says a no-spectator games remains an option for the Olympics, which open officially in just 4 weeks. As of now, up to 10,000 local fans would be allowed into venues, with numbers not to exceed 50% of venue capacity, regardless of indoor or outdoor events. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.